From Marketplace, I'm Noelle King in for David Brancaccio. You may have heard our piece yesterday about a handful of Chicago men who were arrested earlier this summer. Their crime? Taking over 14 vacant foreclosed homes in prosperous neighborhoods. They were living in some and renting out the rest. Today, Marketplace's Dan Weissman takes a look at how one such house, which went into foreclosure in 2010, could have been so ripe for the picking.
The former homeowner at 98th and Damon didn't move out till early 2014. Reuben Nodell, who lives across the street, remembers when a new family arrived a few months later.
I went across the street and said, "Welcome, neighbors." I didn't know. I was just close to having my wife bake them cookies.
He didn't know, till later, that the new family wasn't there legally, but he does know local real estate. He flips houses for a living. With this house empty again, back on the market, he thinks the owner, Fannie Mae, set the price too high, about $415,000.
That's crazy for a foreclosed home that needs a lot of work. I know. I've been in that house. It'll sell at $450,000 if we're lucky when somebody puts $100,000 into it.
7 years after the financial crisis, Nodell thinks financial institutions still don't have their act together.
It's bureaucracy. You know, they don't care.
He's trying to pay cash for foreclosure, and he says the bank just won't schedule the closing. Maurice Hampton lives in the neighborhood and works there as a broker. He also thinks the house on 98th is overpriced.
Because the banks are not being realistic. They've never been realistic throughout this process.
He does appreciate the logistical challenge institutions faced after the crash, dealing with bad loans, big real estate portfolios.
So, you know, you open up brand new departments and these people just push paper from one end to the next with very little direction, very little guidance.
He's speaking from personal experience. He and his wife missed a mortgage payment in 2009 and ended up in foreclosure. He says the bank wound up settling just last December after his attorney documented the many times an ever-changing lineup of bank reps had dropped the ball.
The reps would turn over every month, twice a month, three times a month at times.
About the house on 98th, he thinks 330 is more like it. P.J. McCarthy is a vice president in Fannie's real estate division.
It is not beneficial for anybody to overlist a property, but we believe we're very good at valuing property. The vast majority of our homes sell within the first 2 months.
A few days after we spoke, Fannie dropped the price on this house by $35,000. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.